Florida has managed to decrease the number of uninsured children in the state by more than 200,000 in the past 6 years. Still, 400,000 kids, or 11% of them, remain uninsured. That's the highest rate in the South and the fifth highest in the nation, according to the Georgetown Health Policy Institute. Georgetown's Joan Alker says there are ways to bring those numbers down, including getting rid of premiums in Florida's Healthy Kids Insurance Program.
Florida could choose on its own to reduce or eliminate premiums for families just above where they currently pay no premiums, and that would probably help even more.
Alker says the state can simplify the renewal process for families in the Healthy Kids program so children don't get dropped from their insurance plans. And she says the state could also make it easier for U.S.-born children of undocumented immigrants to gain health insurance. But that could be a hard sell in the Republican-led Florida legislature. And there's still the question of what the federal government will or won't do next year when the programs that fund Florida Healthy Kids expire. It will be up to Congress to decide whether to keep the money going. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.